Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. So, Julie, we're going to front run a huge announcement that we have that actually I will probably get in trouble for announcing this, but all of our loyal listeners need to hear this first. We are entering into a huge partnership with Inman News Futures, and we're going to be announcing more about this starting next month. But the bottom line is that we are going to obviously have access to a larger audience, and the Inman listeners are going to have access to the radio show easily. So it's going to be a huge, I think it's going to be fun for us because obviously it's going to open up the doors to us broadcasting to a lot more people, and it's going to open up the doors for us to have access to maybe some guests that otherwise wouldn't have crossed paths with. So that's really, really exciting. And going, we will be also For Brad's Inman events, as he does two a year, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Inman events. We're also probably going to be doing events for our coaching program, our coaching clients, either at the before or after those events. So a lot of huge things coming your way, exciting stuff that I know a lot of you guys are going to be really motivated to be a part of. So I'm really excited about that. You know, Julie, right before the radio show today, I was actually talking with one of our coaching clients, one of our longtime coaching clients, and this coaching client had been following our coaching advice for, I think this coaching client's been with us for 11 years, and he was ready to add on a new spoke, and I thought, that's cool, ready? And so I asked him all the questions about whether or not, you know, his existing spokes are working, and guys, if you're not familiar with the spokes on the wheel concept, it's pretty simple. You want to have at least seven really strong lead generation systems in place. And the wheel analogy kind of carries through that if you have like one spoke on your wheel and you're rolling down the road with your one spoked wheel and you hit a little pebble on the road, obviously the spoke will collapse. That's what a lot of you guys do. You make that mistake. You'll have your one spoke will be prospecting, and then you'll get laryngitis, you know. So right. You can't make over the phone call. Yeah, I know. So that, and, or you'll have, like, you know, there's other things that happen, too, that will cause one spoke wonders, is what we call them, to run into real unnecessary hardship in their real estate career. So your goal, everyone, should be to have seven really strong spokes. But the key is you have to stay on, stay focused on making sure your existing spokes are phenomenal before you add more spokes, you know. So with that in mind, he was asking me, saying, Tim, I've got really, you know, five or six really strong spokes. What's the next spoke that I should be adding? And it was really simple. The spoke that I suggest that he consider adding right away, because, you know, it's frankly a no-brainer, is zbuyer.com. You know, the nice thing about zbuyer.com, and I know this is something you can run across too all the time, Julie, is that they've got such a cool system for agents to, basically get access to great motivated buyers and sellers. You guys know we have passion for helping you guys become really masterful listing agents. And despite the name, ZBuyer also is a fantastic tool for you getting access to sellers. So I would strongly encourage all of you to look into ZBuyer.com and see that if that's a fit for you. So Julie, last time we were on the radio prior to last week's interviews, we had a topic going that we were getting a lot of great feedback on. The topic was...
And the topic was 25 very specific traits that happy people have in common and exactly how to implement those traits.
That's right. And so you guys can go back and listen to the radio show from last week. I think we talked about this topic on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, that I think on Thursday we had an interview. So go back and listen to the first two radio shows we did on this topic. We were getting a lot of great feedback on it. I always love, Julie and I always love hearing from all of you. Especially when we're on target with what we're presenting, that's extra motivational. So let us know when you hear us presenting something on the radio show. Give us the feedback that you like the topic. You guys can do that on the Facebook comments section, or we broadcast every day at the same time, but then we syndicate this radio show. I think we're syndicating on, I'd have to check, but it's over 10. It might be as many as 20 different channels, you know, Stitcher, iTunes, all the rest of it. So when we read the feedback, because we do, when we hit home with a particular topic, that is an indication for us. Obviously, we want to drill down on that for you. And this is one of those topics that you guys really seem to like. So, Julie, what point are we on?
We are on point 11, which is a very clear and specific point. Goes like this. Happy people are not procrastinators. The happy person's affirmation is, I'm a doer, I do things now, I get things done. So with all these points, we've been giving you specific actionable items to implement so that you don't just say, hey, okay, I get that point, that was great, and then go on your merry way. The point is to adopt these things and adapt them to your own life to become more of a happy person, which everybody states is one of their goals in life. So again, the happy person's affirmation, I'm a doer, I do things now, I get things done. The actionable item is adopt that affirmation immediately. Just make it part of who you are. And I guarantee you, Tim, I use this a lot in terms of trying to, you know, not procrastinate things I don't feel like doing. I use the I'm a doer, I do things now, I get things done probably 30 or 40 times a day. And I'll tell you, it's real hard to procrastinate if that becomes part of your psyche. Does that make sense?
Can you say that again?
Well, the affirmation is I'm a doer. What?
Right.
I do
I'm
things
doer,
now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a doer.
Really?
I do things now. I get things done.
That's right. You guys should all write that down. All of us are, professional procrastinators. That's really what I'll, you know.
It's a good way to put
it. Extent. But let's be honest. There are personality styles that are more prone to procrastinating. And those are, generally speaking, your analytical personality styles, your amiable personality styles.
Conflict avoiders.
So you gotta,
yeah.
Conflict avoiders, right? So there's nothing wrong with that. So if you are ready to accept the fact that you're, a procrastinator, realize that there's no benefit in being a procrastinator. Julie, let's just for a very brief time, go down that road just so they can understand. So isn't perfectionism the ugly cousin of procrastination?
Well, it is, because perfectionists use that as the excuse. If I can't do it 100% or probably 110% exactly perfectly right, well, I'll just wait to do it until I have time, until I have the information, until I have the expertise to do whatever that is. When
right.
in fact,
so be careful.
That thing just gets worse the longer you put it off.
Right. So be careful if you find yourself being a procrastinator. Make sure that you have the affirmation that Julie just shared with you. You want to do it one last time, Julie?
Sure. It's an easy one. I'm a doer. I do things now. I get things done. Happy people,
good.
Do not procrastinate. So adopt it immediately.
That's right. Next point.
Next point is number 12. Happy people are at peace with this thing known as the accumulation effect. They are not addicted to instant gratification. Happy people are results-oriented. Thus, they value effective and efficient results, even if it takes longer. Okay, so they've come to terms with that, and they're less of the instant gratification types and understand the accumulation effect. So here's the action. What specific things are you taking daily in order to achieve the goals you've set forward? See, Tim, people set these big goals, you know, whether that's a numbers goal in real estate or whether that's maybe losing weight or saving money. They're clear on the big goal. The challenge comes in, you know, maybe not being able to get that instantly. So that's a kind of a point of frustration for a lot of people, because they haven't yet learned to implement daily action so that the accumulation effect will kick in. You know, every beginning of the year, what do people say? Well, I want to lose weight. All right, if you're lucky, they'll actually say how much, but then immediately, now what are you going to do about it? Well, you can't just lose, say, 20 pounds after one workout session, so that's built-in frustration. But happy people understand and work this thing called the accumulation effect, which is simply the accumulation of your incremental action. And their daily schedule is based on their bigger goals. They get that, and maybe today there wasn't an obvious result. You know, maybe you had a really hard workout, but gosh, you know, you feel great, but you still weigh the same. But they get that. That's just one step on the path to the bigger goal. Does that make sense?
Well, so you're reminding me of something, right? And you guys should write this in your notes. Long-term, ever-increasing success is about doing things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. And I'm going to give you guys an example. So, Julie, you'll probably agree that one of the, I'm not going to say easiest, but one of the quickest pretty much most assured ways to build listing inventory is going to be learning how to work with for sale by owners and expireds. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Would you also agree that for a vast majority of people, when you're first getting started doing this work, it sucks? Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Sure.
Right?
If we're being honest,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You have to get over your Mickey Mouse and your right. You know, yeah, you have to be making calls, you have to be learning scripts, learning the objection handlers.
Get over your ego and your all that. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. It's so much more work to be able to become really good at doing over the phone work. Then say, for example, mailing out a postcard or a Facebook ad and waiting for people to call you, okay? But there's a reason why in the country the most successful listing agents specifically have gotten really good at prospecting is because it is hard and they know there's less competition where there's more challenge because most other agents will give up, going to Julie's point. And so, you know, as you guys are trying to pull all these thoughts in and you're trying to think, okay, how can, you know, because I know what you guys are wanting. You're wanting us to tell you how to make money, and I appreciate that. And we always keep our radio show as practical as possible. So here it is. If you want to learn how to make money, and it's not going to be something you're just going to basically be able to snap your fingers and have a listing, you absolutely positively want to learn how to chase the FSBOs and the expireds. Guys, listen, if you follow our scripts and our systems and you move it, the work itself is simple, okay? I'll give you the easiest way to do it. You guys should write this down. Number one, you definitely want to get our scripts. You definitely want to get our objection handlers. Nobody else in your marketplace, unless they're one of our coaching clients, are going to be using these scripts, objection handlers. They're totally written for this, you know, economy, this market. They're not just some overused scripts from the 70s. So there's that. Number two, and this is without a doubt what I would be doing for every one of you, I would get mojosells.com. So Mojo Sells, even before they were a sponsor of the show, we always suggested you guys use them because why? It is a done-for-you, in-the-box, complete lead generation business system. It's probably one of the coolest things out there for agents who are actually serious about building their business. It's an auto dialer, but they also can sell you expired script. I'm sorry, they can sell you the lists of expireds. They can sell you lists of for sale by owners. And all you have to do is sit in front of your computer, hit one button, and then all of a sudden, guess what happens? It starts dialing for you. Okay? So you guys got to be really clear that if you're serious about building your business, and you're serious about making a lot of money, and I'm sorry if that offends you, the idea of, you know, some of you guys are conflicted about that. But if that is indeed your goal, sooner or later, I promise you, you're going to have to learn to master these skills because all the other stuff that's easy, the problem with it is it becomes oversaturated in like 90 days. So if someone comes out with a really killer Facebook ad and you see that Facebook ad, you're going to start copying that Facebook ad along with hundreds of other agents in your marketplace and it stops working. So all these little passive things, they do work. I'm not saying that they don't, but they work for a very short period of time. Whereas learning the skills necessary and using an incredible tool like Mojo Sells makes it so that you will make money consistently every single day. And you treat mentally and emotionally, you'll start seeing the other things that you do that are passive things as the icing, right? You'll see those as the frosting. But the real benefit, the real work, the real money, the real success comes from actually learning how to master these types of skills. So definitely want to look into our friends at mojosells.com. Julie, what's the next point?
Perfect. So point number 13, happy people understand the serenity prayer, which goes like this. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is a very powerful, short, succinct, memorizable prayer. And I think there's a lot to that if you look at the three parts. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So happy people don't give a lot of energy to things that they can't change. They instead spend their efforts fully on the things that they do have control over. So here's the action. Two serious questions to ask yourself. Number one, what are you banging your head over that you have no control of? And number two, what do you actually have control of but need to be more proactive about? So what are your thoughts on that, Tim? I mean, that's kind of a powerful take action, be honest type of a point.
Well, so you guys, long-term coaching clients know that I'm a big fan of Navy SEAL books. I've read them all, watched the movies. Being that we live in Austin, there's actually a lot of retired Navy SEALs here. And the reason I'm attracted to learning what they know, aside from the obvious reasons, is because how they think is so fundamentally different than the way most other people think. I'm not talking about the guns and the knives and the killing people and all of that, okay? But how they think. And there's a great, I forget which book it is. One of you guys will probably tell me. But there's a great story in one of the books about when the Navy SEALs are learning how to rock climb. And actually, Julie, I didn't know if I told you this, but this dates actually rock climb in Red Rock Canyon in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's awesome.
So pretty much the only place we like to go in Las Vegas is Red Rock Canyon. If you guys go to Vegas.
Oh, that's serious rock climbing, too. Do you remember the hike that we went on where we thought we were okay? And then finally, when we're doing all right, we don't have any bloody noses or anything. And then it occurs to us that everyone hiking in front of us has a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
They've got ropes and they've got hooks. And maybe this would be a smart time for us to turn around, being that we didn't have any of that.
Well,
I remember that.
Guys, by the way, on top of Red Rock Canyon, nearby actually, the oldest tree on Earth is up there. So that's a little crazy inside information. Las Vegas people probably know this, but when you're visiting Vegas, definitely go out to Red Rock. So anyway, the story goes that the SEALs will go out there and they'll learn how to climb, right? And one of the SEALs was telling the story, the guy that wrote the book, that he was essentially 80% up on this massive, mountain, essentially, this face of this mountain. And he couldn't go any higher because he was out of those little pin things that they hammer. I'm not using all these terms right, so forgive me. But so he was out of those little things, okay? And he basically had kind of freaked himself out. So he said he hated climbing, had massive fear of heights. And so the instructor, who he referred to as a billy goat, who really would often climb without all the safety gear, who saw that he had frozen up on the face of this mountain, rappelled over to where the SEAL was and said, "Hey, dude, what's up?" And it's like surfer talk, right? He goes, what's up? And the SEAL said, "Listen, I'm out of those little, I wish I remembered the term. I'm out of those little spike things." And, and the reason he was out of them is because he'd been running those spike things like every 6 feet. And he had been given up those spike things to get to the very top. But he was using more than necessary just because he really, really was not a huge climbing enthusiast. So you guys are following me on this. So the billy goat guy said to him, first of all, he gave him some spike things so that he could, climb higher. And he gave him this piece of advice. So long story, you get to the most important part. He said, "Stay in your own, 3-foot world." And the SEAL said, "What does that mean?" He said, "Listen, in life," well, he didn't say in life. He said, "When you're climbing, the only thing that you can really have an effect on are the things that are within 3-foot circumference of you." And that wasn't a philosophical thought. It was a literal, practical piece of advice. Again, going back to the reason that I like to learn more about how the SEALs think. That's not a think about thing. He was just saying, "Listen, only focus on what's immediately in your environment. Anything outside of your environment, literally, you can have no effect on at this very moment. So when you start thinking about outside of your own 3-foot world, that's when you start to freak yourself out." And so now if you want to roll in some philosophy on this, what's cool about that is because the guy was telling him to be present and not think about the worst case scenario, what might happen in the future, or not think about the past, not think about anything else other than his immediate surroundings. So he said that as he was on missions, right, when he was forward deployed, the SEAL was saying he always remembered that piece of advice. And he gave examples in Afghanistan when it was super cold and how, he was from Texas, so this was real cold to him, and how he was essentially mentally and emotionally completely exhausted, but he remembered to stay in his own 3-foot world. Now, I've shared that I've used it as coaching advice for a lot of you guys, especially our personal clients. You've heard that before. And what that does is it gives you a sense of calm that you might not otherwise have. And that's the amazing thing about being present, is if you can be present and realize that all the other things that we occupy our minds with, our time with, our effort with, that are outside of our 3-foot world, really at the end of the day, they just give us stress and they don't give us any sort of confidence or they don't give us any sort of feeling of our abilities to accomplish things in life. So like a lot of you, our business is growing quickly. I mean, matter of fact, since the beginning of the year, we have added between coaches and salespeople over 50 people. And one of the constant challenges we have is, like you, communication. So how do we all keep in contact with each other? We have actually upgraded our entire systems to VTech phones. Now, I personally was very fearful of getting into the whole, you know, figuring out what phone system to use. And I was very tempted to even do what a lot of you are probably doing, just say, well, the heck with it, I'm just going to go with the cell phone and use that for everything. But unfortunately, cell phones have a lot of limited use, the dropped calls, the receptions, the audio quality, all that good stuff. That's the reason that we are looking for a really great solution, and we went with VTech phones. And now the wonderful thing about VTech phones, and I'm going to give you guys some more specific information about that now, is that they're just so easy to use. They're just plug and play. You don't need an IT guy. You don't need to call out, you know, your phone guy. It's simple. It's an elegant solution that all of you need to seriously consider, whether it's just you and an assistant, or it's you and your team, or frankly, the VTech 4-line small business phone system might even be perfect if you are working out of your house and use it as your home phone. VTech's new 4-line small business phone system is the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has the qualities and features that they have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. The new system is the most affordable and easy to install 4-line system on the market. The 4-line small business phone system components include the main console and the optional of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets, and speakerphones, allowing the system to grow alongside a business up to 10 extensions. Expanding the system is a complete breeze. Need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. That gives a small business owner the freedom to move around. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to the ease of use and simple installation, the 4-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speakerphones, music on hold, power failure option, six-way conferencing. The VTech 4-line small business phone system components are available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples, as well as online at vtechphones.com. And I'm using a VTech phone right now, and VTech also has got a really cool headset that uses Bluetooth, which means that you can literally be walking around with a Bluetooth headset and not be wired. So, Julie, next point.
All right, perfect. So point number 14, happy people are not out of shape. They are not slobs. They take care of themselves physically because they understand the impact that physical health has on mental health, as well as emotional and financial health. This is a big point in coaching, and I think you'll agree with this, Tim, that all of these things are kind of curiously related, right? So I started out the point with happy people are not out of shape, because that's one of the most obvious things that we all notice about each other in, you know, a 20-second snapshot. They're not slobs. They actually take care of themselves physically. But the bigger point is that they understand the impact that that has on their physical health, their mental health, emotional, and financial health. So here's another be honest, actionable point. Take a second and be honest. Are you at your perfect weight? What does your office look like? Your car? Your wardrobe? What needs to be upgraded? And who's going to hold you accountable to taking those steps? So there's a secret to this that makes it easier. Create a body double image in your mind. So a lot of people don't really know where to start with this point, and I always suggest as a coach that you do this body double image. Who do you want to look like, to sound like, to speak like? Choose an actor or an actress, a historical figure, or some kind of leader that you respect. Adapt and adopt their traits. It's easier than trying to recreate your own, and it will actually happen a lot faster for you. Tim, can you think of coaching clients or people that you know who have taken action on this and kind of made it an easier path versus kind of sitting around and saying, well, I mean, there's a lot to that. Where am I ever going to start?
I got an email. It's funny you should say that. And I told you about this, Julie, on Sunday from one of my longtime coaching clients. and I won't mention his name, and he just got back from Spain. He was running with the bulls. How exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sent me some hilarious videos from Spain. But
exciting
really
whether he planned it or not, I'm sure. Running with the bulls has to be. Yeah.
Well, exactly. So he comes back, and on the long plane flight back, because, you know, he's West Coast, and he had to, you know, so it was a long, long plane flight. He basically had a series of epiphanies. And one of the epiphanies that he had was that he realizes that he's only been playing to probably 75% of his potential. He's always felt like he's had more to offer, always felt like he could do more, always felt like, you know, basically, long story short, he wasn't really being his truest self. So I sent, you know, this is all an email, and I sent him an email back, and I asked him those questions that Julie just gave you. Describe, and I, you know, I did it slightly different, but it'll still work with you guys. Describe what you look like, or describe exactly what you want to look like. So it's easy to say, I want to weigh this much, I don't want this. No, you got to drill down. You got to, you know, okay, Julie, I'll ask you. Let's just do this live so these guys can really benefit from this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just received today from Neiman Marcus a gorgeous Dolce & Gabbana dress, correct?
I did. It's beautiful.
So walk through with the listeners, basically, what you look like in your perfect physical condition.
Well, I have an ideal weight that's based on BMI. That's easy to Google and get a BMI calculator. I have an ideal, you and I both stick to pretty basic nutritional rules, right? We don't need a ton of sugar. We don't need a lot of carbs.
Right, but you're wearing, drill down.
I'm wearing a beautiful outfit that fits me perfectly, whether I've had that tailored or whether nicely. I like Dolce & Gabbana because I don't have to tailor it. I have great shoes. I have a great outfit. My hair is in shape. I've had my makeup professionally done in Paris by Chanel. Now, you don't have to go to that extent. But at the time I did that on purpose because I've never been somebody that, you know, spends lots of time studying makeup. I don't have a professional makeup artist on hand. So I thought, well, I want to have confidence that I always look great because we do lots of live presenting. And it's important to me to set an example also to coaching clients and now to our daughter. So I thought back then, you know, if I always want to be confident in my makeup and not secretly, subconsciously feel like maybe I look like a clown, you know, if you didn't grow up being taught how to do that thing, that type of stuff, and many of us didn't, well, I'm just going to go to the experts. And Chanel is well respected. It's very business and professional. And not only that, when we were in Paris, I thought, how cool would it be to have my makeup done by Chanel in Paris, right? So that was a goal that I had, and now I don't worry about it. I know that everything is together. I know how to do it. It's all good. Same thing with dressing. And yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm spending more than I normally would, but it's 1,000 times worth it because I never have that second guessing. Same thing with always driving the best car you can afford that's safe and professional. It does translate to all of your different areas of life. In real estate, you know, I read this great book. I can't remember the exact title of it, but it had to do with Audrey Hepburn and how, you know, she was kind of thrown into acting because of her mom. She never actually had much formal training. She just happened to get some roles and had to step up. And somebody was writing a book about her and said, well, how was it that worked for you? And she said, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing acting-wise, so I figured I would at least dress the part. So I figured, what was that character going to look like? And if I can at least dress the part to start with, then I will automatically adopt and adapt that character's personality, and I'll know more of how to act and what to say if I at least look the part. And I took that seriously. This was back when we were selling real estate full-time, and I thought, you know, maybe I don't have the biggest confidence because a lot of what we learned in real estate, because there wasn't coaching back then, was trial and error. I would at least look the part because then that was one less thing I had to worry about. That's probably too long of an answer for what you're looking for. That's the truth.
But it's the detail that matters. That's what I'm, and you answered it great, right? So the detail that matters. And when you guys are really going through this process, what oftentimes people will do is they'll just give the surface answer. This is what I'm going to weigh. This is what I'm going to wear. No, you need to go to a store. You need to try on a Brioni suit if you're a guy. You need to put a Rolex on if you want that.
Yeah.
The problem, what happens is a lot of us, what we'll do is we'll start compromising. And this is the reason that it's not okay to compromise, because in real estate, nobody's limiting how much money you can make. So if you want a new Bentley, okay, that's really what, if you can just even slightly feel excited by maybe having a Bentley. Go drive one. Go have that experience. And then when you do, then you're going to actually have physically been in that, you know, situation. And then you will start to do the smart things necessary to be able to afford it. The same thing goes for the clothes. The same thing goes for the watch. The same thing goes for the house. The same thing goes for the experiences you want to have. Julie and I started out poorer than church mice. There's no two ways about it. Matter of fact, and Julie, you know, we've never talked about this. I was just thinking about this. Our first year in real estate, we got all of our clothes from a thrift shop, a high-end consignment store. And I still have one of the jackets. It's actually in my closet, so it reminded me of that this morning. So, you know, Julie, I should have that tailored so I can start wearing again just because it's kind of fun.
It's good
but
stuff.
But in any event, yeah, we started out less than the bottom. And the reality of it is that a lot of you are or were in the same situation. And if you find yourself leveling off as far as what you envision for your life, you got to do something about that. It's not okay for you to just allow yourself to become complacent and start accepting a Hyundai when you want a Ferrari, okay? Nothing wrong with Hyundais. I'm not saying that there is. But at the same time, you have the ability to live an extraordinary life. But here's the thing that's interesting. A lot of us are screwed up in our heads about this. We feel guilty about it. We have all these mixed emotions about wanting stuff, like what Julie just described. A lot of you are thinking, I don't need to go to Paris and Chanel and have my makeup done.
I can go to Target.
Hear
it.
But, yeah, it's
right.
Not the same thing.
Well,
but what you're doing is yours.
Not the same.
Well, what is the affirmation you're giving to yourself when you have those thoughts? I'm not good enough. That's what you're telling yourself. So when you go buy a Timex when you really want a Rolex, you're saying you're not good enough for a Rolex. You cannot allow yourself to convince yourself that you're not good enough. Real estate is a function of basically repetitious boredom, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. It's a skills-based business. And if you add in some personality and some style, there is no limit to what you can earn in this business. Guys, listen to our past radio shows with some of our superstars. I mean, a lot of these people are just hard workers that have followed a specific system, you know, and been willing to be coached. And as a result of that, guess what? Now they're making a ton of money. In many cases, millions and millions of dollars, maybe even more than they thought they would earn. I beg you, and I mean this with all sincerity, and it's what motivates me to do this radio show every day. You guys have got to embrace life. You got to realize that this is a gift. We're spiritual beings and physical incarnations. You have lucked out, won the life lottery, and found yourself in this incredible industry at an incredible time. You can create a life that's so far beyond anything maybe that even your closest, dearest, lovingest relatives would have ever expected for you. Think big and then multiply it times 10, and that's your new set of goals. Guys, if there's anything we can ever do for you, I want you to request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We have 11 or 12 folks, coaches, that are there to provide you a coaching call. This is not a fluff call. These are folks that are going to be on the phone with you for 30 to 90 minutes, depending on how much information you want, and they're going to help you build a business plan to essentially embrace everything we've been talking about on today's radio show. Again, free coaching calls, and it's plural, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We love the feedback. We're so happy that so many of you are wanting to share the message that you're learning from this radio show. If there's ever anything we can do for you, please remember to reach out, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Coaching clients, make sure that you are fully engaged, especially right now as we go into the later parts of the summer. There's going to be lots of expireds, lots of opportunity to make money. Remember, your 2016 has already started. Start building the relationships. So we'll end in the transactions next year. Have a fantastic day, and we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.